Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, November 21st. U.S. equity futures are trading off a little bit this morning. So S&P futures are down 18 points. That's 45 basis points. Dow futures are off 70 points. That's 20 basis points. And then NASDAQ futures are off 69 points, which is about 58 basis points. So a modest pullback for U.S. equity futures. Europe, similar type of price action. You have the major indices there trading down about 10 to 40 basis points, outperformance in some of your traditional safer haven groups. So utilities, staples, healthcare, telecom, and real estate, you're seeing financials also trade well, while tech, basic resources, energy, industrials get hit. Asia finished lower for the most part. The Hang Seng fell 1.8%. Japan did rally up about 20 to 30 basis points. So very quiet weekend, very quiet morning. There is a lot of focus on China, so there it is true that Chinese COVID cases continue to climb. You are seeing cities impose various forms of restrictions, mass testing mandates, etc. So that is all true. That is negative. You also actually saw some COVID fatalities in China for the first time in several months. Just keep in mind where China has come from. So Chinese stocks are massively off their lows in less than a month. So the market was due for some consolidation. It was due for a pullback. I don't really think the COVID situation has shifted dramatically. There has been, in my view, a pretty important shift in how the government is approaching COVID. There's a lot more of an emphasis on, respecting the needs of the economy and not hampering growth dramatically, while at the same time pursuing public health goals. So, I don't think you're going to go back to the days of the wholesale extended shutdowns of massive cities like Shanghai and Beijing, like you saw earlier in the year. I think those days are over, but it won't be kind of this linear reopening process. It won't be a single discrete event of reopening. Again, it's going to be more of a process that takes several months to play out. I think the pullback in China, it's totally justified. It's totally needed. That market has had an enormous run off the lows. But I don't really think that there's been this kind of seminal shift in how China's approaching the virus. I do think that they've changed for the better. But again, it's just going to be an extended process. Other than China, there's really kind of not much else to talk about. You did have a comment from Bostic, Fed's Bostic, over the weekend talking about how the Fed could be done within 75 to 100 basis points. I've been writing a lot about the Fed. I really think that markets are doing a better job of kind of ignoring some of these tape bombs that you see, whether they're hawkish or dovish. I think people are watching the data very closely. The data is telling a pretty clear story that you are seeing disinflationary forces building throughout the economy. You are seeing headwinds in employment as well. So assuming that trend continues, you are going to get to a point in time where the Fed will be comfortable pausing. The market is continuing to price in about a 5% type of ceiling. Which means that it's very similar to what Bostic said. You're within 75 to 100 basis points of the end of this process. So we're getting at 50 basis points in December. And then it's just a question of, do you have one 25 basis point hike in 2023, one or two 25 basis point hikes? But again, you're kind of near the end stages. I'm not going to go back and talk about the Bullard 5 to 7% chart from last week, but there's a lot to it that for a variety of reasons, I really seriously doubt that you're going to get to that type of a level. The Bob Iger news in Disney is kind of the big micro headline for the morning. I'm actually going to send around a separate piece on that a little bit later. But otherwise, again, very quiet. This week should be relatively slow, although there are a bunch of events on the calendar. You do have a lot of earnings. So for today, after the close today, you have Agilent, Dell, Urban Outfitters, and Zoom. And then there are several earnings reports throughout the week, a bunch of which hit tomorrow morning, including Analog Devices, Best Buy, Baidu, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dollar Tree, Medtronic, Warner Music. You also have a bunch of central bank headlines out this week, including for the U.S., the FOMC minutes on Wednesday. Then you have South Korea, Sweden decisions, New Zealand rate decisions as well. And so that is everything for this morning. I put out a separate piece on Friday, just looking at kind of the 13 major events still left on the calendar between now and the end of the year, from a macro perspective. So take a look at that. And that is pretty much everything for today, Monday, November 21st. Thank you for listening.